Penguin Random House Audio presents Pandemic, Tracking Contagions from Cholera to Ebola and Beyond by Sonia Shaw. Read for you by the author.
Introduction. Cholera's Child. Cholera kills people fast. There's no drawn-out sequence of progressive debility. The newly infected person feels fine at first. Then half a day passes, and cholera has drained his or her body of its fluids, leaving a withered blue corpse. That's why, even after being infected, you could, say, eat a decent breakfast at your hotel of sunny-side-up eggs and tepid juice. You could drive over dusty, potholed roads to the airport. You'd feel perfectly well enough to withstand the long queues there. Even as the killer silently brewed in your gut, you'd push your bags through security, perhaps even pick up a croissant at the coffee shop, and enjoy a brief respite in a cool, molded plastic chair at the gate before a crackly PA announced the boarding of your flight. It would only be after you'd shuffled down the plane's aisles and found your lightly tattered, upholstered seat that the stranger within would make itself known in a deadly, explosive onslaught of excretion, and your trip overseas would be suddenly and cruelly curtailed. Without the benefit of modern medicine rapidly administered, you'd be faced with a 50-50 chance of survival. Such was the fate of a passenger ahead of me in line for Spirit Air Flight 952 from Port-au-Prince, Haiti to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in the summer of 2013. At the moment that cholera overcame